Greetings, one and all, families of the Vine Street Christian Church branch. Welcome. It's Sunday, December 13th, the third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy. It's Pastor Bob, and I'm bringing you today's Advent family devotional. It's called A Powerful Fire. First, we're going to hear a selection from the Bible. It's from 1 Kings chapter 18. It's taken from verses 17 through 39. 1 Kings 18, 17 through 39. Here's what the Bible says. At the time of the offering of the oblation, the prophet Elijah came near and said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your bidding. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, and the dust, and even licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, The Lord indeed is God. The Lord indeed is God. You know, there are times in the Bible stories, and this is one of them, where God doesn't often seem very popular. In this story, for instance, there were a lot of people who trusted in pretend gods, other gods. Well, only one person, Elijah, trusted in the one true God. But you see, just because God wasn't popular doesn't mean he wasn't powerful. It really didn't matter how many people believed in the pretend gods, Baal and Asherah. Those pretend gods were exactly that, pretend. So, of course, they couldn't actually help anybody. No matter how hard people prayed to Baal and Asherah, nothing would ever happen. But as soon as Elijah prayed to God, God lit the whole altar on fire. You see, God is the only one who can really help us. God's power doesn't come from his popularity. God's power comes from himself, from his deep love for other people. God showed his love in the biggest way when he came to earth as Jesus. And God showed his power in the biggest way when Jesus won the fight against evil and death. I wonder, do you have trouble trusting in the one true God? Do you think it would be easier to trust in God if you saw a big display of his power? Well, take a minute and look around. Look at this world, your neighborhood, your yard, your house, your room. Look at you, a unique, splendid, one of a kind creation. a display of God's very power. That's who you are. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for showing us your power and your love through Jesus Christ. And now as we go forward and get closer and closer to Christmas Day, we pray that you will help us to trust in that babe in the manger who is Christ the Lord. Amen. Don't forget, today is a given gift Sunday, right, at church. So between 11 and 5 today in the gathering space, there's an opportunity for us to help the hungry in our community by bringing in some non-perishable food items and leaving them on the back counter of the gathering space and then picking up a gift bag and getting a few little treats for yourself and your kids for this week in the Christmas season. Hope you can stop by. And now our benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise you and we bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the World, guide us and help us this day. Amen.